have to provide a form of identity and they provide an expired visa, then obviously they are at risk of being arrested or being detained. And obviously this is very counterproductive for government's attempts to try and fight COVID-19, because at this point in time, obviously we do not want individuals, especially from a vulnerable group, to be detained and to be arrested and to be placed in a position where they could be exposed possibly to COVID-19. And furthermore, it also has other impacts. For example, we have heard of individuals whose bank accounts have been frozen due to the fact, obviously, that their visas have expired. And obviously, the banks require that you provide them with your updated renewed visa from time to time as you receive it. And there has also been some reports of some individuals who have not been receiving payment from their employers, because their employer is saying that they, because their visas have expired, they should be on unpaid leave until they can actually renew their visas. So this obviously has a massive impact on an already extremely vulnerable group of individuals, especially during a period of time where, you know, all resources are scarce.
Was this not considered with the Disaster Management Act you mentioned earlier, Section 27, allowing the minister to enforce certain regulations under these pandemic conditions? Was that not mentioned at all in that announcement, Tricia?
Well, Home Affairs, they made, in terms of the Disaster Management Act, they did issue some regulations. Regulations were issued, obviously, in terms of visa holders, and not asylum seekers per se, but more visa holders for the entry and the exit into South Africa. And then also, of course, they listed their essential services, which more relates to birth, issuing of birth and death certificates, and also identification documents. So unfortunately, in respect of the renewal of asylum seeker permits, the only thing that they have issued to date was the form of either so-called announcements or a media announcement that was made.
The Refugees Amendment Act also creates further complications. Should the applicant, for example, fail to renew their asylum seeker visa, there seems to be so many challenges around these expired visas. It seems incomprehensible why this was not declared a valid document until COVID-19 or until the lockdown was eased or relaxed.
Well, absolutely. So the Amended Refugees Act poses a lot of challenges for asylum seekers in our country. And as you correctly state, the problem with this so-called abandonment provision is that if an asylum seeker does not present themselves at a refugee reception centre to renew their visa within, as you correctly state, a 30-day period, basically their asylum application is deemed to be abandoned. And the problem with this is once it's deemed to be abandoned and they cannot show significant reasons why they could not go and extend it, and this would have to be then showing that they were in the hospital or something to that extent, then essentially they are not allowed to reapply. So their application is deemed to be abandoned and they're not allowed to reapply. And that's also the problem, I think, with the period that has been provided in terms of the notice by Home Affairs, where they're giving individuals only a 30-day period within which to renew their asylum seeker visas after the lockdown. Because I think it goes without saying that obviously after the lockdown, I mean, there are so many asylum seekers in the system who will be rushing to the refugee reception centres to have their visas renewed, that there is a very, very good chance that many of them may not be successful and may not be able to do so within a 30-day period.
The 30-day period does seem to be a very harsh and tight deadline. I would have thought that they would have extended that to at least a few months, particularly considering, Tricia, that the refugee reception centres are now, according to lockdown regulations, and I stand corrected, are no longer seen as an essential service.
That's correct. So there was, in fact, when the suggested amendments were made, were suggested for the Refugees Act, many civil society organisations also criticised this so-called abandonment provision, and they did suggest that perhaps a longer period be allowed, for example, 12 months. So absolutely, the 30-day period is certainly, I think, you know, puts a lot of pressure on individuals that are already extremely vulnerable. And as you correctly state, the refugee reception offices, they are not operating at the moment. So they're not renewing any existing asylum seeker permits, and they are, of course, also not issuing any papers. So therefore, some individuals may, at the moment, find themselves to be undocumented if they've not had an opportunity yet to obtain the necessary documentation. Then they are essentially undocumented, and they may remain undocumented for a considerable period of time.
And that undocumentation could likely continue for longer, given that the lockdown has been further extended. Has the Home Affairs provided any clarity upon the extension of the lockdown period?
They did. After the announcement on Monday, they issued a, so to speak, media statement in which they basically just confirmed that asylum seekers whose visa expired from 16 March to the end of the new extended lockdown period will not be penalized or arrested, again, provided that they legalize and go and renew their permits again within the 30-day period of the lockdown being lifted. But again, this was just a media announcement that was made.
Okay, so that 30-day period seems to have remained. Any chance do you think that that could be extended for possibly 6 months, which I think is possibly more realistic?
I would think, given the backlog, and I would hope and I think many civil society organizations have called upon Home Affairs, you know, to perhaps, you know, recognize how vulnerable this group of individuals are. And certainly, I think they have asked, firstly, that once the lockdown is lifted, that they be given longer extensions on their permits, for one. That is something that civil society has called upon government to do, so perhaps a six-month extension or longer, so that they will not be forced to have to return to the refugee reception offices, you know, so often, even once the lockdown has been lifted, as that will still be a very crucial period of time in our country in respect of COVID-19. Then there's also been a call upon government to stop with the arrest and detainment of migrants at the moment, especially those that are implicated in type of Schedule 1 offences. So certainly there has been calls made upon the Department of Home Affairs during this period, and look, we certainly hope that, you know, should this continue, that indeed they will answer these calls.
Tricia Erasmus, Senior Associate of the Pro Bono and Human Rights Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Tricia, appreciate your time and your insights on this matter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.